that. All right.
Muy buenas noches.
A very good evening to you.
Casi no llegamos.
We almost didn't make it.
El tráfico estaba grave.
The traffic was really bad.
Vamos a orar antes de abrir la palabra de Dios en esta noche.
Let's pray before we open the word to the Lord tonight.
Gracias te damos, Padre, por este tiempo que nos das.
We thank you, Father, for this time that you give us.
Gracias por tu palabra.
Thank you for your word.
Gracias, Señor, porque estamos en un país donde tu palabra se puede predicar libremente.
Thank you, Lord, because we are in a country where your word can be preached freely.
Gracias por este tiempo y seas tú hablándonos a través de tu palabra.
Thank you for this time and may you be speaking to us through your word.
Amén.
Amén.
¿Cuántos conocen Romanos 3:23?
How many of you know Romans 3:23?
Pueden repetir juntos con nosotros.
You can say it together with us. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Muchos conocemos este versículo de memoria.
Many of us know this verse by heart.
Que si pecamos estamos destituidos de la gloria de Dios.
That if we sin, we are separated from the love of God.
En esta noche vamos a ver qué es la gloria de Dios.
Tonight we're going to look at what is the glory of God.
En el Antiguo Testamento vemos que se manifestaba, dice, la gloria de Dios.
In the Old Testament we see that God's glory was manifested.
Cuando el pueblo de Israel estaba en desierto,
when the people of Israel were in the desert,
salieron de Egipto,
they left Egypt.
La presencia de Dios, dice, iba en una columna de nube.
We see that the presence of the Lord was shown in a column of cloud.
Y en la noche una columna de fuego.
And at night a column of fire.
Y la presencia, la gloria de Dios se manifestaba en ese lugar.
And the presence of the Lord, the glory of the Lord was manifested in this place.
Cuando pasamos en el tabernáculo, cuando Dios les dijo a Moisés que tenían que hacer un tabernáculo donde ellos podían adorarle,
when God told Moses that they had to make a tabernacle where they could worship him,
la presencia de Dios venía sobre ese lugar.
The presence of God came upon this place.
Pero dice, la gloria llenaba el lugar de donde estaba el tabernáculo.
And it says that the glory of the Lord filled the whole area of the tabernacle.
Vamos a abrir en Éxodo 34.
We're going to open our Bibles to Exodus chapter 24.
Del 29 al 35.
Exodus chapter 34. Verses 29 to 35. Exodus 34, verses 29 to 35. Now it was so, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, and the two tablets of the testimony were in Moses' hand when he came down from the mountain, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. So when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. Then Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him, and Moses talked with them. Afterward, all the children of Israel came near, and he gave them as commandments all that the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. And when Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would take the veil off until he came out, and he would come out and speak to the children of Israel whatever he had been commanded.
Lo que pasaba, Dios le había dado las leyes al pueblo de Israel.
We see here that God had given the laws to the people of Israel.
Él hizo dos tablas en las cuales escribió sus leyes.
He made two tablets of stone on which he wrote his laws.
La primera vez Moisés bajó del monte Sinaí con estas tablas.
The first time Moses came down off Mount Sinai with these two tablets of stone.
El pueblo de Israel estaba en una fiesta adorando otros ídolos.
And the people of Israel were there having a party adoring false idols.
En este momento él rompió esas tablas.
At the moment he broke those tablets of stone.
Pero ahora vemos otra situación.
But now we see another situation.
Moisés había pasado 40 días y 40 noches en la presencia de Dios.
Moses had spent 40 days and 40 nights in the presence of God.
Y Dios estaba escribiendo nuevamente estas tablas.
And God wrote again those commandments.
Ahora él estaba bajando del monte Sinaí.
Now he was coming down from the Mount Sinai.
Para hablar con la gente.
To talk with the people.
Pero él no se dio cuenta, dice, de su rostro resplandecía.
But he didn't notice that his face was glowing.
La gente, si ustedes leen un poco más, ellos al ver esto se asustaron, tuvieron temor.
If you read a little further on, you'll see that people were afraid.
Y lo que él estaba reflejando,
and what he was reflecting,
era la gloria de Dios.
Was the glory of God.
Cuando hablamos de la gloria de Dios, es algo, para nosotros quizás algo inmenso como el sol que ilumina.
When we speak of the glory of God, perhaps it's something immense like the soul that illuminates.
Eso es lo que pasaba en el Antiguo Testamento.
This is what happened in the Old Testament.
Cuando la gloria de Dios descendía,
when the glory of God came down,
llenaba todo el tabernáculo.
It filled the whole tabernacle.
Moisés estaba en la presencia de Dios y su gloria irradiaba en su cara.
Moses was in the Lord's presence and his God's glory radiated from his face.
Y por eso él tenía que ponerse un velo.
That's why he had to cover it with a veil.
Y cuando hablaba con Dios se quitaba nuevamente el velo.
And when he talked with God, he took off the veil.
Vamos a ir un poquito más al Nuevo Testamento.
Now we're going to look in the New Testament.
Vamos a Juan 1:14.
John 1:14. John chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
En el Nuevo Testamento nos habla que la gloria de Dios ahora se manifestó a través de su Hijo.
Now we see in the New Testament that the glory of God was manifested in his Son, Jesus.
Ya no fue una manifestación simplemente de una nube.
Now it was no longer just a manifestation of a cloud.
Se hizo realidad a través del Señor Jesucristo.
His glory became reality through his Son, Jesus Christ.
Hebreos 1, 2 y 3 habla también que Jesús dice, siendo el resplandor de su gloria.
In Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, we see that Jesus was made the glowing of his glory. I'm not sure the actual that word.
En sus milagros, en la vida misma que él vivía.
In his miracles, in the life that he lived.
En su muerte, en su resurrección.
In his death and his resurrection.
Él mostró la gloria de Dios.
He showed the glory of God.
La gente podía ver que había algo diferente en él.
People could see that there was something different in him.
Ahora, el pueblo de Israel, cuando Dios prometió un Salvador.
And when God promised the people of Israel a Savior.
Ellos estaban esperando ese resplandor del cielo.
They were expecting this glory glowing from the sky.
Un rey que venga con sus ejércitos y los libere de los romanos.
A king that comes in all his glory and frees them from the Romans.
Pero dice la Biblia que Jesús nació en un pesebre.
But we see in the Bible that Jesus was born in a stable.
Para mucha gente en ese entonces que eran, conocían las escrituras, que eran ricos, personas de nombre en la sociedad.
For many people in this time who knew the scriptures and who were important in this time.
El Señor Jesús no era nadie para ellos.
The Lord Jesus was nothing for them.
Por eso dice la Biblia que Él vino por los pobres, por los que creían en Él.
The Bible says he came for the poor, those who believed in him.
Ahora, cuando vamos a la historia, lo único que sabemos del Señor Jesús a través de la Biblia,
when we look at history, what we know about Jesus through the Bible,
es todo lo que tenemos en la Biblia es lo que conocemos de Jesús.
Just what we have in the Bible here is what we know about Jesus.
Si vemos en la historia secular,
if we look in secular history,
se habla solo de un hombre que hacía milagros.
It just talks about a man who did miracles.
Pero no se escribe que era el Salvador del mundo.
But they don't say that he was the savior of the world.
Pero saben la vida que él irradiaba con las personas que estaban cerca de él.
But the life that he displayed to the people who were around him
era la gloria de Dios.
Was the glory of God.
Y entonces vemos que la gloria de Dios no es simplemente un poder grandioso que puede conmover al mundo.
So we see the glory of God is not just a huge power that can move the world.
La gloria de Dios es simplemente la manifestación de su amor.
We see the glory of God is a manifestation of his love.
Su compasión a la gente.
His compassion on people.
La vida misma de Cristo.
Jesus' very life.
En su muerte y resurrección, Él mostró la gloria de Dios.
In his death and resurrection, he showed the glory of God.
Marcos 13, 26.
We're going to read Mark chapter 13, verse 26. Mark chapter 13, verse 26. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory.
Ahora dice en su segunda venida Él va a venir con gran poder y gloria.
Now we've seen that in Jesus' second coming, He will come in great power and glory.
Y esa es la gloria de Dios que la gente está esperando.
And this is the glory of God that the people were expecting.
Pero ¿qué de nosotros?
But what about us?
El Señor Jesús ya está en el cielo.
Our Lord Jesus is in heaven.
La gloria de Dios se fue con Él.
The glory of God went with Him.
Vamos a leer en Lucas, capítulo 2, 9.
Let's read Luke chapter 2, verse 9. Luke chapter 2, verse 9. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
Cuando los ángeles vinieron a anunciar el nacimiento del Señor Jesús,
when the angels came to announce the birth of Jesus Christ,
dice que la gloria de Dios brilló alrededor de ellos.
It says the glory of the Lord shone around them.
El Señor Jesús no estaba todavía, estaba anunciando su venida.
The Lord Jesus wasn't there at the moment. They were just announcing his coming.
Isaías 43, 7.
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him.
Dice que Dios nos creó para qué cosa?
It says that the Lord made us for what purpose?
Para su gloria.
For his glory.
Ahora en Juan 17, 22.
Juan 16, 22.
El Señor Jesús.
Juan 17, 22, sorry. Now while they were staying in Galilee, Jesus said to them, the Son of Man is about to be betrayed under the hands of men. Oh, sorry, I'm in Matthew. John chapter 17, verse 22. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one.
Era la oración del Señor Jesús por sus discípulos y por la gente que estaba escuchándole.
He was...
oración del Señor Jesús.
This was a prayer of the Lord and talking about how the glory of the God came and he was giving it to us.
Entonces él dice, Señor, la gloria que me diste, yo le estoy dejando a ellos.
He says to his Father, the glory that you gave me, I'm giving to them.
1 Corintios 10, 31.
1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
Habla de que todo lo que nosotros hagamos, lo hagamos para la gloria de Dios.
Says that everything we do, whatever we do, we should do it for the glory of God.
Ahora vamos a llegar un poco más al punto que queremos mencionar.
Now we're going to get to a point that I want to mention.
2 Corintios 3, 18.
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
Aquí el apóstol Pablo estaba haciendo una comparación.
Here the apostle Paul is making comparison.
Desde el versículo 7 le está hablando lo que pasaba con la gloria de Dios cuando Moisés se presentaba al pueblo con su cara cubierta.
From verse 7, he's talking about what happened to the glory of God when Moses had his face covered because he was shining.
Pablo decía, ahora nosotros no necesitamos cubrir la gloria de Dios.
And Paul says, now we don't need to cover our faces for the glory of God.
Porque nosotros, estando frente a un espejo,
Because us, as we're standing in front of a mirror,
podemos ver la gloria de Dios.
We can see the glory of God.
Eso significa que en nuestra vida, la gloria de Dios,
it means that in our lives, the glory of God,
se puede mostrar a través de la santidad,
can be shown through holiness,
la luz que somos en este mundo,
the light that we are in this world,
mostrar al mundo lo que Dios quiere que ellos vean en nosotros.
To show the world what God wants them to see through our lives.
Por eso Pablo decía, mirando a un espejo, te debemos mostrar la gloria de Dios.
So Paul says, just as looking in a mirror, we need to show the glory of God.
Pero para eso necesitamos santidad.
But in order to do that, we need holiness.
Necesitamos tener amor, compasión por las demás personas.
We need to have love and compassion for others.
Saben, estamos viviendo unos tiempos donde se ve tantas cosas difíciles de creer en estos tiempos.
You know, we're living in a time where we see a lot of things, it's hard to believe that these things are happening.
Hay mucho odio entre personas.
There's a lot of hatred amongst people.
Hay demasiado peleas familiares.
There's too much fighting in families.
Se escucha violaciones y todas esas cosas que menciona la Biblia que va a pasar.
We hear violations and all kinds of violent things that the Bible says were going to happen.
Ahora, la Biblia dice a los cristianos tienen que mostrar la gloria de Dios.
But the Bible says Christians need to show the glory of God.
La iglesia debe mostrar la gloria de Dios.
The church should show the glory of God.
Pero para que la gloria de Dios sea mostrada,
but in order for the glory of God to be shown,
tenemos que ser luz en este mundo.
We need to be lights in this world.
Tenemos que vivir en santidad.
We need to live in holiness.
Hay un relato les voy a comentar.
There's a story I'm going to share with you.
Había un hombre que estaba yendo por una calle y estaba muy oscuro.
There's a man walking down a street and it was really, really dark.
De pronto él ve que alguien venía con una linterna grande.
All of a sudden he sees that someone's coming with a large flashlight.
Y cuando él estaba caminando y esta luz se acercaba a él,
while he's walking and this light was getting closer to him,
la luz mostró el rostro del hombre que estaba con la linterna.
The light showed the face of the man who had the flashlight.
Pero sus ojos estaban cerrados.
But his eyes were closed.
Así que él vino y pasó y estaba yéndose.
So he came, he passed, and he was going.
Y se preguntó, es imposible que un hombre con una luz esté con su ojo cerrado.
And the man thought to himself, well, it's impossible. Why would there be a man with a light and his eyes closed?
Así que volvió y le preguntó a este hombre.
So he came back and he asked the man.
Le preguntó si él estaba ciego.
He asked him if he was blind.
Y él le dijo, sí, yo soy ciego.
And he said, yes, I'm blind.
Y el hombre le preguntó, pero ¿por qué traes una luz si eres ciego y no puedes ver?
He said, well, why are you carrying a light if you're blind and you can't see?
Entonces le dijo, es para que los demás vean y no me atropellen.
He said, so other people will see, they won't trip me.
Y eso pasa en la vida cristiana.
This happens in Christian life.
Como cristiano debemos mostrar la luz de Cristo en un mundo que está en tinieblas.
As Christians, we should be showing the light of God in a world that's full of sin.
Mateo 5, 16 dice.
Matthew 5, 16. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
La gloria de Dios podemos mostrar a los demás.
We can show the glory of God to others.
A través de nuestra vida.
Through our life.
En Cobija siempre hablamos en la iglesia.
In Cobija, we often talk in the church.
Vivimos en una comunidad muy pequeña.
We live in a very small community.
Y ustedes pueden enterarse de todo lo que pasa alrededor de las otras familias.
And you can find out everything that happens in the lives of all the people in your community.
Porque todos se conocen.
Because everyone knows each other.
Si alguien hace alguna cosa mala,
if somebody does something wrong,
casi todos lo saben.
Almost everybody knows.
Entonces, dice, tiene que brillar su luz.
And the Bible says that your light needs to shine.
Y cuando hablamos a las personas de en nuestra iglesia,
when we talk to people in our church,
les decimos, somos como un papel en blanco donde todos tienen el derecho de escribir sobre tu vida.
It says, well, like a paper, a blank paper, where everyone has the right to write on about your life.
Nosotros no podemos a escribir de la vida de los demás, pero ellos sí, porque nosotros somos cristianos.
We can't write about the lives of the others, but other people can write about ours because we're Christians.
Hemos escuchado, los cristianos son los peores que hay.
We've heard that Christians are the worst that there are.
Ellos mienten.
They lie.
Ellos no se hacen cosas que no deben hacer.
Christians do all kinds of things that they shouldn't do.
Y los incrédulos dicen son peores que nosotros.
And the non-Christians say they're worse than we are.
Es que ellos están escribiendo en nuestra vida.
They're writing down in our life.
Ellos están viendo cada paso de lo que nosotros hacemos.
They're watching every step of what we do.
Lo bueno no toman en cuenta.
What the good we do, they're not quick to notice.
Pero si hacemos algo mal, eso sí se nota.
But if you do something wrong, then they're going to see.
Entonces la Biblia dice debemos ser ejemplo para los demás.
The Bible says that we need to be examples to others.
Debemos mostrar la gloria de Dios a través de nuestra vida.
We need to show the glory of God through our lives.
Ahora la pregunta es,
now the question is,
¿las demás personas ven la gloria de Dios en tu vida?
Do others see God's glory in your life?
Tu vida está, es una vida santa en la cual Dios puede obrar a través de ella.
Are you living a holy life through which God can work in the lives of others?
Tu vida es una luz que pueda guiar a las demás personas.
Is your life a light that can guide others?
Muchas veces, personas han llegado a la iglesia por el testimonio de otros hermanos.
Many people have come to churches because of the testimony of other people, of other Christians in the church.
No necesitas predicar en una iglesia.
You don't need to be preaching in a church.
No necesitas ser el líder principal.
You don't need to be the main leader.
Dios quiere que tu vida sea una vida que transmita la gloria de Dios.
God wants you to live a life that transmits the glory of God.
Cuando vemos la gloria de Dios desde el Antiguo Testamento hasta ahora,
when we see the glory of God from the Old Testament right through to today,
en el Antiguo Testamento la gente no necesitaba a través de su vida mostrar la gloria de Dios.
In the Old Testament, the people didn't need to show the glory of God through their life.
Dios se manifestaba directamente a ellos.
God was manifesting his glory to them.
Cuando el Señor Jesús vino a la tierra,
when Jesus came to the earth,
Él era la manifestación de la gloria de Dios.
He was the manifestation of the glory of God.
Ahora en nuestra vida tenemos el Espíritu Santo.
But now in our lives we have the Holy Spirit.
Y a través de Él manifestamos la gloria de Dios.
And, through the Holy Spirit in our lives, we can manifest the glory of God.
Y eso significa vivir una vida que a Dios le agrada.
But that means that we need to live a life that is pleasing unto God.
Que la gloria de Dios realmente sea manifestada a través de sus vidas.
May the glory of God be manifested in your life.
Y van a ver así que sus vecinos, las personas que están al lado, aunque quizás decimos no, ni siquiera nota que soy cristiano.
And you'll see that the people, your neighbors, people around you that you think don't even know you're Christians.
Ellos se dan cuenta que hay algo diferente.
They will notice that there's something different in your life.
Y eso es la gloria de Dios.
And this is the glory of God.
Vamos a orar.
Let's pray.
Gracias te damos, Padre, por esta noche.
We give you thanks, Father, for this night.
Gracias porque, Señor, tú has puesto en nuestra vida tu Espíritu Santo.
Thank you, Lord, because you have put in our lives your Holy Spirit.
Y Señor, no tenemos que estar separados de ti.
And Lord, we do not need to be separated from you.
De tu gloria.
Separated from your glory.
Ayúdanos, Señor, a tener una vida santa.
Help us to live lives that are holy.
Una vida limpia.
A clean life.
Que muestre tu gloria.
That shows your glory.
Que la gente alrededor
that people around us
pueda notar, Señor, que en nosotros está tu gloria.
We'll take notice of your glory in us.
Bendice esta iglesia.
Bless this church.
Bendice los líderes en esta iglesia.
Bless the leaders in this church.
Que esta iglesia, Señor, muestre también y sea una lumbrera, Señor, en este lugar.
May this church be a lamp in this community.
Gracias por todo lo que nos das.
Thank you for everything you give to us.
En tu nombre santo.
In your holy name.
Amén.
Amen.